Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jet Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KR&R Judge's Report for the week of December the 5th, 2022. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KR&R, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial, and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Lots of activities in Mills County this last week. First, Goldthwaite had their annual Christmas parade on Saturday, December the 3rd. Lots of activities took place in Goldthwaite and the county. Many folks were in town visiting all of our restaurants and shops. Again, I want to thank all the Mills County volunteers who make this time of the year very special. We couldn't do it without all the volunteer help. As I've stated before, our decorated courthouse is one of the most beautiful in the state. On Monday, December the 5th, Phil Wilson, general manager of the LCRA, was in town along with some of his staff. I had a great visit with Phil, and the best part of his visit was to present some grant money to our county. One grant of $10,000 went to the American Legion Hall in Goldthwaite for some much-needed repairs. The other grant of $20,000 went to the Goldthwaite High School baseball field for grounds work. Through the years, LCRA has provided hundreds of thousands of dollars in Mills County for a wide variety of projects. Thanks again to the LCRA. On Thursday, December the 8th, our public auction regarding the old EMS building will hopefully produce a buyer. Assuming a sales takes place, I'll provide details in the Goldthwaite Eagle along with my judge's report. Other county news, we have several maintenance issues that we're looking into regarding our courthouse and the 1888 jail. With these old buildings, there's always maintenance issues, but we are all in agreement that we must take care of these historic buildings for our future generations. On Thursday, December the 8th, I'll be in College Station attending a judges conference. All new county judges in the state of Texas must complete 30 hours of continuing education their first year in office. Besides the education, these conferences are a great way to meet other judges throughout the state and discuss issues affecting their counties. This conference will be my second conference to attend since taking office. That's all for this week. This is Jet Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week and weekend.